Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle. And we are the Baileys. Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Skanking seat, everybody wanna feel airy. Forget your troubles and rock with me. You know, feel the reggae music seat,
All right. This is our way of welcoming you back to episode number 10.
Episode 10. Hi,
it's
guys.
The Baileys. Oh, what's going on, people?
Teiko forced me to sing that song. Oh, ignore it, guys. Ignore it.
This is our rendition of Skanking Sweet by Chronix.
That was just me being a very supportive wife.
Come on. Yeah, man.
Staying in love while raising kids.
And building a business.
Oh, no, I would say me singing was staying in love with you. Exactly. But today we are talking about gender roles and expectations. Gender roles in marriage and expectations. And how different can those look after kids? Before we jump into it, as always, we are Teiko and Gabrielle Bailey. We are the faces and the... I guess what you'd call it, faces voices. And voices and just personalities behind We Are the Baileys.
That's right.
We have been in missions long term for over 10 years. We have two boys and we are living in Hawaii. Well, right now we're in Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what are we getting into? Oh, before we jump into it, Coffee won a Grammy. Ooh,
come on. We all been telling you guys about coffee.
Exactly.
But y'all never believed us.
They never said they didn't believe us.
Y'all didn't believe us because y'all never said anything. But no, coffee at large. Boom,
and
shaka.
And she is probably like 19 years old.
See you there now.
Oh, man. That is just so... She was so nervous. Coffee. Did you see that clip with her?
But, I think she did so great. She really... You know, gave respects to all the guys who were nominated. Steel Pulse, Steel Pulse and, Morgan Heritage. Who else was on it? Third World. Was it Damian? Not Damian Marley.
Junior Gong?
No.
Is that the same
Julian
person?
Marley. Julian Marley.
Oh, my
Marley.
Gosh. I should know this.
Yeah, don't mix it up, honey. There are many
oh
Marleys.
My gosh,
but Damian and Julian are two different people.
Oh, my word.
Of course. But she did so great. You know, she really honored them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the way how she did it, I mean, those guys are going to want to collaborate with her.
Yeah.
And I know without a doubt.
And you know what? She really does have that pop, kind of very modern reggae sound. Yeah. Does that make sense?
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
So... Congrats to Coffee.
Congrats, Coffee. We love you. I was just in Honolulu. When was it?
3 weeks for ago? Your birthday. Yeah.
And my friend and I were in his truck singing out to Coffee. And I'm like, Coffee in large. Yeah. Coffee, congratulations, sister.
And then another sad thing that happened. I mean, Coffee thing isn't sad. That's happy. But then the sad thing was Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
Yeah.
And all the other families that were on board.
Whoa.
But that's been really sad. Just looking at all the posts happening.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
I know. I can't imagine what it's like to have a child grow for 13 years and then lose them.
Whoa.
So that's... You know, really, we have to pray for his wife and the daughters that are left behind. But
we just pray for peace, comfort, you know.
And for all the other families. Because there was actually a family on board, if I'm correct, that lost a lot more family members.
Oh, yeah?
Mom, dad, and a daughter.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess prayers going out for all of those affected as well.
Well, was it today that earthquake shook?
Today that earthquake shook in Jamaica and everybody was just like...
Oh my goodness.
This is a serious thing.
Oh my goodness.
And we saw pictures of what it did in Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman
and it was crazy.
Got it a lot worse than Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Lots of sinkholes and everything. Guys, you better watch out. You don't know what's really going on in this time. Mm-hmm. As my grandmother would say, end times.
Oh my gosh, Tico. Oh my word.
You never know.
Before we jump into our topic for this week, we just want to say February is coming up and we're going to be doing a love language challenge.
Get ready.
We're going to be doing a love language challenge. That's right. And we are going to be having a wonderful giveaway at the end of that challenge.
Come on.
You can find out more about these details when we start posting about it on our Instagram page. So stay tuned to find out about that 5-day challenge and how you can win a lovely giveaway for Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we are opening up back the Loveworks
The Loveworks group
for the month of February for a few days. We've had a couple of friends messaging, talking to us and saying they want to be a part of it. They didn't get to jump on board in January, but with the request that's been coming in, we believe we're going to just open up at the group and create some fresh dynamics there.
So if you didn't get a chance to jump in January, it's going to be open in February when we're doing that love language challenge. That will be your window of opportunity.
Yep. Don't miss it.
You'll be able to jump in there and be a part of the group.
And where will they find the link for that?
When we start posting about it on our Instagram page.
So stay tuned, guys.
Yep. Stay tuned just to find out about that. So, gender roles in marriage. I picked this topic this week because...
Hot topic.
I don't know if it's a really hot topic.
It's a hot topic because gender role in marriage, it's changing.
It is.
Yeah.
So, I was doing nap time, right? And I was just... I feel like it was one of those days where I was just like, why do I have to be here doing this one more time? Where is Deco?
So, that means I should be doing it.
Yeah, I think you should be doing it.
Actually, I think you should be doing
it. Oh, my word. So, this is part
of the issue. What's wrong with women, like, taking care of the kids?
What's
wrong with that?
Okay, let's just start this conversation on a very kind note before it ends up in a ditch.
That's not unkind, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go back before we start shooting these arrows because this is not what we're doing.
I'm ditching.
This is not
hashtag I'm going in a ditch.
Let me finish. So I was just thinking about it, like, why do I have to be here doing this again? And it was just one of those days for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for our relationship and for our family, me doing nap time is the best thing or the better thing.
Yeah.
Just because of our dynamics. But it doesn't mean that some days I'm not thinking, well, can we be doing something else? Is there a different way? And then I thought about gender roles and expectations. How do people handle those before kids? And do kids change that dynamic? Do you think our roles in marriage changed with kids?
I think, I mean...
Didn't we have traditional gender roles before? I don't think
not
so.
Not drastically. I wouldn't say it changed drastically because... There are just some stuff you won't really experience until you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on the types of challenges, because not everybody with kids are going to have the same types of challenges.
Right.
Based on the type of support systems they have around them.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about us.
Yeah.
When it comes to gender roles before kids, I would say we're pretty mixed in those gender roles, in terms of I'm not necessarily the only one doing housework.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably the only one that's cooking just because you can't cook to save your life.
That's true.
And I feel very sorry for you if I leave you to cook by yourself. So I'm just like, you know what? Let me help him because, yeah, I can't start to see eat the same thing over and over. But you don't necessarily, it's not like you're demanding of me doing all of those things.
Not necessarily. Right. I don't think so.
No, you aren't. So we share housework. We share cooking to some extent.
Yeah.
I might cook, you do cleanup. What else do we, what's that question? How does our gender role thing look? It's pretty mixed.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, it's not as traditional as... I'd say older times where women did certain things and men did certain things.
Yeah, it's not as traditional. And again, going back to our, maybe I'd say framework, I think we have a similar framework in terms of how we think about things.
Right.
So it might not be very, maybe we don't think about everything the same way, but it's not very far off from each other.
Because our upbringing was different.
Upbringing was different.
And that does affect generals, because your mom primarily was a caregiver.
Yes.
My mom worked. So I saw a working mom model. Of course, both of our dads worked outside the home. But I guess we just, I think with living outside of Jamaica and having to forge our own culture, we just did things that worked for us.
Well, I think one of the things that was helpful for me is that I heard a lot of women talking about the strains in society, whether it was like my sisters or, you know, just different women who I've been around or heard talk about the male oppressive society or...
Oh, gosh. You know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how some women would put it. And I think as I listened to them speaking, I thought to myself, I wouldn't want to be this kind of husband to my wife. And so I think in my head, I entered into marriage with that kind of mindset to say, I would want to be as supportive to you as I can.
Yeah.
So some things that I think would become an issue for some of my male friends, I haven't allowed it to be an issue for me because I was privy to hear some of these conversations or, you know, maybe it's something on TV or articles I've read or just hearing women talk, speak in the open, you know.
So do you think you'd have an example in mind or you probably haven't thought about one like...
examples.
Yeah. You know, okay, I'll say
well,
this.
Well,
okay.
I mean, something as simple as, you know, wanting your wife to stay home with the kids all the time, like something as simple as that. Like, I don't think you have to stay home with the kids all the time. I can do that too. Or the notion that only women should do laundry. Like some men really believe these things. Like only the women should do laundry.
You know what I thought about when I thought about this topic?
Yeah.
I've never packed a bag for you or unpacked a bag for you. Yeah. You know, that's part of like some people's general thing.
Oh yeah.
We're like, you're going on a trip and the wife packs your bag and then when you get home she had packed the bag.
Yep.
And I was just thinking today, like, I could never pack your bag because you're so particular with like the things that you choose, you know what you want to wear, how to pack your things.
Well yeah, I know what I want. And
is
I
that
mean,
something you'd want me to learn to do?
Not necessarily. I don't see a need. Like, no, I just wasn't brought up that way either. In my house, you kind of just learn to do what you need to do for yourself.
Right.
And my mother never necessarily packed. I mean, she did pack our bags, but when you get to a certain age, you just learn to do certain things for yourself. So I also wasn't brought up to where maybe some of my friends, I don't want to specify North Americans because I did have Jamaican friends that their moms did stuff like that for them. Not many of them, but some of them.
Right.
But I just wasn't brought up like that in my family where, you know, your age, let me say age 13 and above, like...
I mean, not necessarily even kids, but like spouses too.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Age 13 and above, you need to know what you need. in your bag. My mother has no time trying to figure out.
You know, I mean, you're going to camp and you don't pack your underwear.
Yeah, like, come on now. That's just like.
You know you're going given. And you don't pack it. You need you a don't pack in.
It. You don't have it. Simple. Oh, my mother never had time for those things anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
But so, yeah, I think. You just kind of grow up knowing that, you just know what you need. And if you don't, you can go to my mom and ask her, like, if you need help, but she don't have no time to pack all your stuff.
And I think those things just basically translate to adulthood.
Exactly.
So here's a question then. Basically, what I'm getting as well, too, is that maybe gender roles in the past were very connected to the way respect and love was communicated. And is that changing now? Like, does that, you understand that question?
The way respect and love was communicated.
Right. I respect my husband, so okay. I'm going to make sure that there's always warm food on the table when he gets home. Mm-hmm. And
but you respect him like that. Why? Because of what?
Because like he's, you know, the breadwinner and he's working hard and I want him to come home to a nice hot meal.
Well, I would say yes to that. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why gender roles are changing in marriage is due to the economic and socio-political changes that are happening globally.
Okay. Like more women are working now.
Yeah, more women are working now. More women are going to universities, you know, have more exposure, educated, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Society is just changing.
Right.
So while I wouldn't say women don't respect their husbands, I think they have more freedom to say and do the things that they were afraid of saying and doing before.
I agree, but I beg to differ. You know why, though? Mm. Because I read this article, and it was saying the same thing, that even though women have a lot more choices and a lot more opportunities that, you know, have been fought for them, still, the gender roles are so pervasive. They're so ingrained in us that it's... When the rubber meets the road, basically, things kind of fall back into that place. So this lady was talking about the fact that both her and her husband were working. They have kids. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to do the dishes before he leaves for work. She's going to get the kids ready and send them off to school. But his time runs out and he gets his things and goes. And so she's the one that's doing the dishes. And she was just talking about how women, in a sense, still have to continually fight for those gender roles to be equaled out.
Well, I think one of the things that helps that to proliferate is the gender stereotypes and how that impacts behavior. Because in the back of your head, even though things are changing in our culture, there is still this stereotype in your head that your great-grandmother, your great-grandfather, your mother, your father, your uncle, your auntie, you know, they believe that things are supposed to be, in a sense, a certain way. Like, the roles might change, but the vocabulary of language and understanding that people have of the roles haven't fundamentally changed.
Right.
I would say maybe not surface level would be too high. Maybe just below surface level, I would say it's changing. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
And I think part of it is biological too, because if women give birth and then we have to take care of newborns, to some extent, that's just something that we can do. And that does put us back to some extent.
And you have to remember that the people who believe in traditional gender roles, they are still alive. Like your grandma,
that's
your
true.
Grandpa, they're still alive. So when you have conversations with these people, I mean, these are still the chairman and chairwomen of certain companies.
Mm-hmm.
These are still the CEO. They're the boomers, but they still, you know, they still believe that.
Right. They're still dictating our pay.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are the ones who created the systems that we live in today.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the millennials and the generation X and Y and Z are using the system, but the system that we're living in was created by them. So it still supports a certain belief.
So here's a more personal question then. Looking at our relationship,
mm-hmm.
and our gender roles or gender stereotypes, the things that we do,
mm-hmm.
is that something that you're okay with? Or is there something in your mind going, I wish you could change this. I think you need to do this more, or I need to do more of this.
Well, as I said earlier, to be honest, I'm not, what I believe is not a large representation of what most of my male colleagues believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose to adapt some of my beliefs because I guess I understood a little bit more or thought more about how women were being ill-treated or not taken care of. And so I believe I've intentionally tried to be more aware, mm-hmm. or sensitive to the injustices of women or how to serve women better.
I know, which
means serving you.
Right.
Which means I'm okay with changing some of the traditional or making room for some of the traditional gender roles to change in our marriage.
Okay,
where so I don't feel like you have to stay home and wash all the dishes, clean the floor, that sort of thing.
Mm-mm.
Which is maybe why we can't even be married today.
Exactly.
Because, like, maybe if you married somebody else, you guys would be fighting every day.
I don't know if I want to say fighting, but I mean, he would just have to get a grip on life.
Yeah. Because, I mean, seriously, people get divorced for some of the craziest things and simplest things too.
But you know what? We don't know all the circumstances, so let's just leave their lives alone.
Anyway, did I answer your question?
To some extent, I think so. I think basically you're saying you're fine with them.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I mean, it's not affecting my sexuality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not... And I do believe there are some core values, first of all, I don't believe that life is about role. Life is about purpose.
What's your purpose
as a man? What's your purpose as a woman? Your mm-hmm. purpose goes beyond geography. Your purpose goes beyond time. Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, different countries value different things in different cultures.
Right.
And depending on the era in which you were born, some things would be accepted while other things aren't.
Right.
I mean, for a certain time in life, you could not wear pink because people would just think you're gay. Mm-hmm. You know, like men couldn't wear pink because you would think they're gay. Today, like pink is, it's okay to wear.
Yeah.
You know, there are just certain things. Certain style of clothing wouldn't be accepted in a certain era
mm-hmm.
because it represented a certain thing. But as time progressed, it changed. The meaning of our social understanding changed
right.
based on what's happening in our time.
Right.
So I think when we use time and geography to determine our purpose or roles, that's going to affect us
right.
In the long run. I think we should focus more on the purpose. Like for me, I believe some of the core purpose for men is more like serving, teaching, being mm-hmm. a visionary. I would say men should build up, you know, whatever you get, you build it up. You create a good environment for things to grow and flourish.
Yeah. That's so good,
that sort of thing where where it's beyond just a role. Because if you focus too much on the role, there's always going to be these squabbles and these arguments.
You're always going to feel like something is missing because I'm stuck in this thing. That's a good lens to look at it from. And I was listening to this webinar this week, and a lady said this, but she was talking about mothers, and she was just saying that motherhood, which I've said it to you already, isn't an exchange of life, it's an expansion of life. And I think part of it is that to some extent we're taught to look at that journey and that season from the perspective of roles.
Yeah.
Like you're the mom, you're the stay-at-home mom or working mom, whatever it is, whatever kind of mom you are. And we're looking at that journey from the perspective of roles, but we aren't looking at it from the perspective of purpose and seeing that some of the things that are in us, the Lord has given us this opportunity to deposit them into our kids.
That's right.
And it might look different for us than we look for somebody else. But instead of looking at it from roles and just the day-to-day things that that would make you feel trapped, you look at it from a purpose standpoint.
Of course.
And seeing that, some of these steps I have to go through, but it's leading to a bigger purpose. Yes. I like that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think as men, we're here to cultivate whatever, you know, God gives to us. You know, if you have a wife, if you have a family, you cultivate that. You develop a vision, you know, you give leadership, you teach, you groom.
Here's this thing. Okay, so you're talking about build up gender roles in terms of finance. Let me ask you that. Do you think, because I think this is traditional, do you think that somebody posted it on Instagram this week where his dad said to him, he was about to have kids, and his dad said to him, once you decide to create a life with a woman, her money is hers and your money is theirs.
Yeah.
What do you think about that statement? Because I feel like it's that kind of a gender role thing.
It's a tricky statement, but I almost want to say that's okay.
How is that tricky? Tell me.
It's a tricky statement in the sense that if women are wanting to say they want to provide for their families so that men aren't the only breadwinners, then if you want to take a breadwinner's position, then follow through on the duties of a breadwinner. Don't just work. Don't just take on the role.
Right.
But don't want to take on all of it.
Mm, mm.
Because I think men are breadwinners because they want to provide for their family.
Right.
So if women want to become breadwinner, then, you know, provide for your family.
Right.
You know, don't just say the money is yours. But I say it's a tricky thing because I believe that no man should be daunted by his wife working or making more money than him, because again, it's not the role, it's the purpose.
Right.
And so therefore, if your wife wants to work and she happens to make more money than you have to be so secure in yourself that doesn't shift your position, your purpose.
It wasn't necessarily about how much money she was making in terms of the money that she works is hers.
It's hers.
And so, your money is theirs.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it from his dad's standpoint to say your money is theirs because it is your foundational duty, your purpose to take care of your family
man. I get you.
Regardless of whether or not your wife is making money or not. If it happens that she chooses to work, that is up to her. She can choose to be a housewife. She can choose to work or not work if she doesn't want to.
Right.
But if she chooses to work, it is her money.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of...
If you want to look at it from that perspective. But I'm also saying it's a tricky thing.
If she takes it on and she doesn't do the full thing.
Because if she's saying she wants to work, it almost seems like she wants to take on the breadwinner position. And if you're taking on the breadwinner position, then don't just take it on halfway. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, so what if you just wanted tricky. A small, like, small income generation thing to give you, like, you know, just a small thing. You're not trying to be the breadwinner.
Well, okay, put it this way. I would hope that no good woman would see her family falling apart and have money and don't want to help.
Okay, I get you. And I don't think, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope that isn't.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. I get you.
But I know there are cases where some people don't have kids because the woman is making more money than the man. And because she is making more money than the man, she is now disrespectful to her husband.
Okay.
Huffington Post wrote an article about how changing gender roles are affecting marriage. And that's something that they've talked about. They shared in the article that, you know, how it's messing with marriages.
Right.
The changing of gender roles and stuff like that.
And we do know within Love and Respect, not Love and Respect, within Love Works, we are going to look at Love and Respect.
Oh, definitely.
And that's part of it, that men at the core deep need respect and women need love. So if the changing gender roles are messing with those core needs, then I can see how it's going to affect marriage for sure.
I think even to go a step further, we are losing men in our society because we're putting too much focus on roles and not purpose. And I say losing men in our society because, you know, a lot of fathers are leaving the homes. And I believe that when men leave the home, you are rejecting a God-given purpose.
Right.
You know, and I believe that as men go, so does society. You know, women can do a lot of things, but men were created for certain things. Like you just can't change the order of creation. It's not about what role you play. It's about your purpose for which you exist.
I do like that perspective. Role versus purpose and how you look at it. I think we're going to talk about expectations, and that's probably going to be a part two to this, because I see that this is really a loaded topic. And I think we should do expectations in part two. So if you are following us so far in this conversation, stay tuned to part two, where we get into expectations.
And let us know, what are your thoughts on the topic? You know, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, do gender roles in terms of how you've been raised affect your relationship? No. Or is there room in your relationship for them to be flexible? Should certain things stay the same? What are those things? Or should some things change?
I hope you enjoyed our conversation today.
Yeah, on gender roles, we're going to have part two on expectations.
If you'd like to become a part of our We Are The Baileys community, we are looking for
social media intern.
That's right. So if you got skills in the area of social media, hit us up. We'd love for you to join us and be part of the group.
And we can talk details about that.
That's right.
So see you in part two.
Aloha.